Hi, everybody. Well, today is our Saturday show, Creation Lightship Healing, Saturday Night Live on the Lightship. The date today is February 27th, 2016. So if you're listening to an archive, this is when the show was produced live. So let's energize the light beams first. We will change the order of sequence a little. So let's bring up the light beams on your monitor screen. And here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. These are all male energies right now coming your way. And next, let's take away incidences, situations, or a specific situation that you have, maybe pain or something, and think that energy right now. And we'll get you off of the timeline of that and give you peace. Here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. So that's one timeline being released from you, and the event that may have put you onto that timeline and multiple other ones. And let's now clear the date. So we're going to clear the date, 2/27/2016. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. And we'll clear the word February 27, 2016. So 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. That feels pretty good to me. So let's bring Ann on. You out there, Ann?
Yes, I am. Hello, everyone. Hello, Ron. As you said, it's Saturday Night Live on the Lightship. It's my favorite show of the week, always. Welcome, everyone. If you're new, a special welcome to you, and you have found the perfect pathway, I guess I'd call it, to reconnect yourself to source energy and to exactly what source is and what created you. If this is your first time, you'll need to know that Ron's website is creationlightship.com, and there's a lot of free healings you can do on there and a lot of information, so be sure and check that out. Also, when we visit the Lightship, there are many different rooms Ron takes us into for healing. And you can request rooms that you'd like to visit tonight either by sending an email to clsquestions@yahoo.com or click on the fast chat button you'll see on the BBS radio station page. So I guess that's all. Oh, for the, our first announcements, and I just wanted to say that, Ron, we have several testimonials about the fabulous healings you did last night. So if you were on the call, or rather the radio show last night, we would love to hear from you about how you felt after those healings that Ron did. And Ron, I think what happened to a lot of people, and it certainly happened to me, is, you know, I don't know, I didn't fall asleep, but I was pretty knocked out. It was a very powerful. And so I'm thinking that that might be, it might have made it hard for some people to write into us. But wow. I will, let me read the notes that we did get.
Sure.
Thank you, Ron, for the powerful healings you did for us on last night's radio show. Though I do not have the specific issues you mentioned, I had a better night's sleep than I have had in weeks. Something has improved my health as I feel stronger and fitter today. The lungs, kidneys, liver, and other areas you cleared had an upgrade effect, and I am feeling it in general improved health. As you suggested, I ran the alien oxygen code after the show, changed the settings a few times before bed, and then let it run all night while I slept. Such a wonderful free healing. Thank you for everything.
Great. Very good.
Okay. And here's another one. Thank you, Ron, for last night's healings. I ran the oxygen clearing for gold in color and a window with spirit infusion for 600 minutes. My lungs felt different, but did still not feel quite right. So today I ran the cellular nano clearing for 3 hours, too, and breathing better now. We had a heavy dump with chemtrails today. And that could have added to the difficulty in breathing. Oh, and I really felt that timeline crashing, too. For a while after the show, my head was rocking and rolling. As always, in gratitude.
Wow. Okay, good.
Okay, and one more. Hello. The healings done on the Friday night show were simply mind-blowing. Let me clarify. It is difficult to put into words what I felt and experienced. By any standard, it had to have some effect on my physical body, but did not register with my memory as having had happened. Again, difficult to explain, but I'm happy to have experienced the CLS healings and all their power. Thanks. So what happens there to people, Ron, that, you know, you've talked about this before, but maybe we have some new listeners tonight.
Well, on the clearings will work for you. Remember, you may not have a condition right now that we're talking about, but you probably have something in your lifetime. So you could be perfectly fine right now, and automatically what was, you know, in you from the past is still there, so it'll start to clear away that energy from your distant past. But that's sort of what happens. So you can say, yeah, I'm perfectly fine. You know, I don't know what I need. Well, automatically it will connect to that DNA, and maybe you have something when you're 8 years of age, you know. So back to you.
Right, right. I also slept very, very well last night, Ron, very deeply, and I'm sure that was because of the healing, so I know we all appreciate you. Okay, I'm already getting room requests for later this evening, and I'm holding on to those. So shall I move on to some more emails, Ron, or do you want to
sure.
do anything?
Yeah.
Do we all feel present on the CLS Now timeline, present and accounted for?
Everything feels great.
Oh, good.
So I just, let's see what else you have there.
All right, so this is kind of a two-part question this person has. So I'll just give you the first part. Is there a way to stop someone from reading our thoughts?
Not that I know of.
Okay.
So you have to, I think, you know, that, you know, people read thoughts. So I guess that's how I would answer that one. Not that I know of.
Okay, so right. The best answer then is to be heart-centered, and then you're a blank slate.
Yep. That's correct.
People. Okay, so this listener goes on to say they actually have someone, this person isn't just reading their thoughts, but they're actually sending attacks. They're trying to block their career. They're, you know, they're actually actively doing things against this person.
Mm.
And can you suggest any way, like trying to stop them from getting a job, et cetera? So is there any way to prevent that?
Well, dark side practitioner. If they know who it is, sounds like they're aware of that person. So that's what I suggest, a dark side practitioner clearing.
Great idea. And, yeah, and I guess we often think of someone who, I don't know, is a New Age teacher or something like that, that are the dark arts practitioners, or someone that calls themselves a witch or something, but it could
yep.
be anyone. If someone is attacking another person, they are working in the dark arts, right?
That is correct, yeah.
Okay. And I had a thought, which for the person, which is the psychic billboard clearing and also the soul family clearing that is so wonderful, has several different sections. You can get rid of past life soul families, future soul families, but on that is also an option to disconnect your psychic billboard. So if you feel like perhaps this person mentions their field of study and their work, maybe they are in a field that's kind of intellectual. So running a billboard clearing, even if it's the one on the soul family, that just would make you a blank slate, right, Ron? There'd be like nothing for the person to read.
Yes, that sounds pretty good. Yeah, the soul family disconnection, that could be a big benefit. Maybe the people are getting into you, into your energy system from your soul family. Remember, in your soul family, everybody who is there, those spirits there, can hop into anybody else's body. So you might be being used as a guinea pig for your soul family, which is what actually happens in a sense, because you do these contracts and agreements with your soul family, and you have no conscious choice or even thoughts of what's going on. And you wonder why things are happening to you, and it's only because of that particular energy from your soul family doing stuff to you with your spirit's consent. So it gets to be a little different, because somehow your spirit gets put back into time by the darkness, and you agree to it.
Yeah, unfortunately. Is there any way that you could do a sample for us of the psychic billboard disconnection, Ron? Like, could you, I don't know, for a period of time, shut down our billboards while we're on the show?
Well, let me think on that one. I don't want to cause somebody problems if they're trying to manifest something that way, so...
Okay.
Probably not.
Okay. All righty. Well, I'll move on. I feel like some of the things we just discussed will help this person as well. Hi, Ron. I would like to help my sister. She is unemployed. She keeps having interviews. They go very well, but then at the last minute, another person gets the job. She's very intuitive, caring, and hardworking. She doesn't understand what's going on. And do you have any suggestions on what the problem could be here and how she can get out of this blocked situation?
Well, it sounds like the person automatically knows that this could be a failure for them when they go in for a job interview. So that's kind of what I'm hearing the person say, is that this has been going on for a long time, so you want to change your psychic billboard. And then also find out where they what your last job was about. Because your last job may have triggered what's happening to them right now. Maybe that's somebody who doesn't really like what they're doing, or didn't like them quitting or whatever, or that maybe they got fired, or who knows what's going on. But, you know, you're probably being hit by somebody. Well, that's kind of what I would tend to look at, is what's happening or what has happened in the past preventing them from getting a job. And you know, did they have a hard time getting a job before that? And then what happened when they quit the job or got out of the job? How is that energy affecting them? So back to you.
Right. Okay. Okay. A listener had an experience with someone. They were talking on the phone together, and the person said he had to go, and then he wanted to stay and talk. So I noticed, like, people talk on two tracks. It seems like on the one hand they're talking like an alien on the alien's track, and the other is the human track. Could that be what's going on, Ron? The listener wonders.
Well, possible. You know, it's hard to say, you know, but that does sound possible. Maybe they're saying things that they don't mean here, but actually they, you know, there is valid a truth to what they're talking about. It may not even, you know, conform to what's happening here, but they're agreeing to something that may not be agreeable, that they shouldn't be doing. So that's kind of what I'm sensing the person saying. Are they doing something against their free will, free choice here, and they're actually taking free will, free choice to sabotage themselves? And it could be that alien agenda coming through on timelines even. And because you live in multiple lives, so maybe you agree to something elsewhere, and here it's not something that you would like to even agree to, but on the timelines you are. So back to you.
Okay. Hi, could Ron please give a clearing sample for having to raise your right hand and swear to the court to tell the truth? Are you at that time swearing to an alien god? And what clearing would cover this release of energy?
I won't get into that stuff, because that's not really in my, you know, agenda here of getting connected to stuff like that. So you want to do a, we have that clearing for the old clearing. I don't know what else is with that, but there's a clearing to release you from that. Organization,
well,
health clearing, that's something.
I would say,
what that is.
Yeah, I would say also the natal barcode again, put in whatever the words were that you had to say, and alien keyword intercept.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, well, we have this wonderful recording on YouTube that you recorded, Ron, for us, and we can use any time, called The Help Enslaved Aliens Leave Earth. And I know that a lot of listeners are playing that all the time. I am one of them. I love it. And so someone wrote in, today I saw a star go into the phone while I was playing The Help Enslaved Aliens Leave Earth recording.
Wow, that's cool.
Yeah, I mean, something got out through that person's phone, right?
Yeah. Huh?
Okay. So we're still getting room requests. Thank you, people. Okay. All right, here's something. Can the aliens you speak of impregnate women? I know Greys do, but can the aliens?
They can all do that.
Ugh.
Yep.
Okay.
What we do, right?
Yeah. Okay. Ron, I see a timeline or space-time issue that tries to make me spacey and put a clinker about my words, so I have to look them up and do extra work. Any opinion or clearing for that?
Say that again. I didn't quite follow that.
This listener feels that he's, I guess, on a timeline and space-time that is interfering with his speech and talking. And so he gets spacey, and then he can't communicate, I guess, and he has to look up his words.
Oh, okay. So, yeah, you're probably on a timeline where maybe there's no communication. So you could be on a bunch of those timelines, and you're trying to communicate here, and those timelines are too strong. So you're actually, having a difficult time because you're living more there than you are here. So you'd want to clear those timelines out of your life.
Okay. So someone, we've had on a couple of shows recently, we were talking about electromagnetic field and radiation and things like that. And someone asks if people are concerned about that and also about lead, could the Earth spirit do something for us to help improve that condition? For instance, could we make something like a sunflower tincture to help make our bodies feel better?
Well, I don't know on that one.
Okay.
But the light pain probably won't do anything to what you're doing, so.
Right. Oh, well, I meant to ask you before, Ron, are there any aliens listening now that need to go to the light?
Well, let's find out, huh?
Yeah.
Here we go, everybody. Proofs of the pudding. So here we go. One, two, three, four, five, oh boy, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And one, two, three, so they can leave now. Four, five, six, seven, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Look, there's too many there, so I guess that's pretty good. So back to you.
Okay. Okay. Somebody wrote in organization affiliations. That's a great healing, Ron. Can you talk about that for a bit? And that might answer some of the questions, of the people that have been writing in tonight.
Yeah, that's designed for people who have had oaths and things that they agreed to doing, whether it was with their free will or not in the past, and that connects up, everybody in your family genetics to whatever somebody wanted to do. So I guess it's sort of like that old saying, you're selling your soul to the devil or something, which is what they're doing. So very possibly people could be hooked up from something that they signed, a contract or something from the distant past. Maybe they wanted some money and they said, well, we're going to have to make all your family poor for the next 10 generations for you to get this money. And you go, yeah, I'm eager to get that money. And so all of a sudden now it goes along and you're just, following the alien agenda that was put forth for what happened in some other lifetime. Genetically with your ancestors. So that's what that clearing is for, to release those births that you put on yourself or somebody put on you. And maybe you wanted some kind of religious organization or some kind of organization that would control people or do bad things. Or maybe even good things. Maybe there's something that was good and they're now batting you with something that you did, but you still did something that would be recreated in this time, in this lifetime. So you could be having difficulties with that. So the clearing is for to get rid of whatever you have sworn an oath to or pledge allegiance to something or worship somebody, something. And all that is very detrimental to you. So that's what it's for, is to release that energy. So back to you.
Okay. I remember when that healing, you first offered that healing, Ron, there was a show where the co-host went through so many, great things that we could clear. And when you start to do it and you start to write down what you've joined in your life, it's quite a shockingly long list. Some by choice, some not, all sorts of things. The government, the states. So anything you paid a membership, thank you, listener, to anything you had a membership, paid dues, had a swearing in, and they said or membership in organizations is hard to terminate. It's like octopus energy. They grab hold.
Yeah, to just know if you're a Boy Scout or Girl Scout, aren't they doing things like that too?
Well, in your schools even, where you were expected to, cheer for the team or be on the team. Oh, yeah, all the teams. It goes on and on. But it's very helpful. And, this person saying it's very freeing to run the organization affiliation disconnection. So that's a great healing. Oh, Ron, someone is asking, and I know we've asked you this other times, could you get an idea of how many aliens got released tonight when you did that help enslaved aliens?
Well, I don't think there was too many. I'll say less than 500.
See, to me, that's a big number, but it's not, what I mean? I know you sometimes have them in the thousands.
it's good. The ones that left, whatever. Remember, it just takes one of them that was bugging you to leave. And then you go, wow, he's gone, or she's gone, it's gone.
Right.
So, that's good.
Okay. Let me get to another email. Okay, so someone is, in distress, who's a listener, they've had some bad things happen to them. They want to forget about reality. They've been getting into things outside of themselves. And then this has taken them more into their mind and less into their body. And then they feel like the thoughts are attacking their body. And they're, I guess, asking for help and then also asking, will this prevent me from ascending?
Well, what I'm hearing is that your mind is very busy. And so your mind is creating all these scenarios that you probably don't even want to deal with yourself. So just stop thinking of them. I mean, you're creating stuff, and you're following that script. So, you know, I wouldn't even deal with that energy. Don't think about it. If you think you're getting something and you're being told something, remember, the light does never talk to you. Just the darkness does. So don't go there. So that's what all I can say is don't get into energies that look like it's causing you problems. Don't think about it. Don't be a hypochondriac about what could be happening to you or anything else, thinking that it's the light talking to you and that you're having all these problems because you're thinking and creating these problems for yourself. Hopefully that helps. So back to you.
Well, it's amazing, Ron, how often the answer is the same. If we just stay heart-centered, we won't be going down the wrong path. And as soon as you start thinking of something, that's your cue to know, time to do the mind to heart drop.
Yep, time, yeah. Uh-huh, that's correct.
Okay. Let's see what else we have. So someone has a question. If someone is living with a person and that person is sick, can you kind of catch some, like, if that other person has the death barcode, can you, like, that other person start to make you sick?
Yeah, it can transfer to you. It's energy, yeah. That's correct.
Wow, okay.
Well, you know, you have to think about it, like going to a hospital or something, you know, or a doctor's office, you know. Were all those people in there healthy that went there? No.
Mm-hmm.
And you test something to make yourself unhealthy? Yes. Can these happen to you? Yes. Can there be something floating around in the air that you're breathing, you know, like nanotechnology in there that can harm you? Yes. So, you know, in fact, even doctors will tell you that the last place you want to be is in a hospital to get well. So, and that's probably why maybe doctors die at a young age. I don't know. I think they, you might want to, but I heard that it's, they die at a young age because of whatever reason. So the whole thing is, yeah, can something, if somebody has some bad scoobies or something, an illness or whatever, can you attract that to yourself? Yes, because you're living in that timeline. And what's going to prevent you from not getting it? Maybe timeline crashes. So, do you have anything to add to that, Ann?
No. I mean, it's a tough one. If you have to be living with that person, I guess.
Yeah.
I think a simple, yeah, timeline crash and just keep doing the healings. Keep the computer in front of you and do a lot of healings.
Yeah, and also do healings for the person that has the illness. Maybe you can help them somewhat, you know?
And the death barcode clearing is a great place to start.
Yeah, and maybe is at a point to maybe where they got 6 months to live. Well, what are they going to be attracting in that 6 months to them? Because they already have death energy around them. So what are they bringing into that room of these emotional bodies, these pain bodies and everything else? And you're dealing with that yourself. You're not immune to that. So, and maybe, you know, the person dies in 6 months, you know, and then, you know, we'll say in 10 years, are you going to be dying of that illness? Because that person gave you all that stuff. You know, I'm talking got to be realistic here without, you know, sugarcoating this stuff, because it doesn't do any good to sugarcoat it, because you got to know what's going on. You do have solutions. The website's full of solutions. If you wish to find a solution that's on the website to help yourself. But you want to get rid of the energy that that person is emitting to you. So it's kind of like, you know, drinking bad water. Well, is it going to get you sick? Maybe not right away, possibly, but you will get sick from it eventually, you know. Or maybe you might get sick instantly. But it's your choice to drink the bad water. And so that's the same thing as being around people that have a condition or something. You know, do people wear masks around people that have infectious diseases? Yeah, probably so, you know. I mean, see people, you know, in the big cities wearing those white masks, you know, all the time. I think there's people, when I go back to New York, they have them. You see people, wow, normally they're like, I think they're probably Chinese. I can't swear to it, but I think a lot of the Chinese that I saw, people with masks were Chinese, and they had those little white, like a surgical mask on or something. Why? I don't know. But maybe, they have it. So they may know more than we do. Back to you.
Yes, you do see that a lot in pictures of Japan. Okay, yeah. So you have done a wonderful organ rejuvenation restoration call, Ron, and a listener is writing in, sorry to, you know, that she missed it. And she's wondering if she does the special healing and the light infusion chamber online version, would that help? Because this person, they've done a lot of barcode removals and they really want to be able to take their body with them. And they feel that, you know, they don't want to take it without doing the body restoration.
I don't know what to say in that. What do you think, Ann?
Well, first of all, you've talked about doing it again in the spring.
Yes.
And the special healing, I mean, that is geared to things that are physical. So this listener didn't say if she has a condition she's particularly concerned about or if it's just general. You know, I don't know if either of those would quite hit the mark, but, you know, if you put on the light infusion chamber, Ron, do you talk to the light beings while you're running that healing? I know it's a whole lifetime healing, and you can write in the box, right, what you'd like healed.
Yeah, what you want to do is just one specific incident, and then you run through that whole energy system through, you know, your current age going back to conception.
Okay. I see. Right. So, that would be something, but we did talk about in June doing that call again, right?
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Okay.
Yep.
So, someone is asking, we were going to make this announcement anyway, tomorrow at 10 a.m. Pacific time starts the last of the February 8-hour intensives, and you do those every month. And all of the information is on Ron's website, right at the top, actually. And if you haven't signed up for the whole month, which is what people do a lot, and you get the 3 8-hour calls on 3 Sundays. This month they actually weren't consecutive, but usually they are. And you get a 4-hour ascension call with water charging. But Ron announced last night that he will be enlisting people into the time traveling special forces. Is that the right way to say that, Ron? To be a time traveling special forces soldier. However, he's only going to do the enlistment on the call tomorrow. And if you're not signed up for the whole month, you can still go to Ron's website, and it would be, if it was your first time, it would be $150. And Ron told me before the show, you can come on for just $100, and he'll add in the 4 healing calls that are Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday. So I guess they'll just have to send you an email, right, Ron, that with their receipt.
Yes, and that is correct, and I can send them the information.
If they pay through PayPal, they'll get the number for tomorrow, but then they'll need you to send them the numbers for Tuesday through Friday.
Yep, so it's just send me an email, and probably in the subject line, just put down 8-hour call, then maybe weekly calls, something like that, so I'll know what it's about.
Okay.
And
anything else we should share about that, Ron? Go ahead.
No, it'll be fun. A lot of people can feel the soldiers around them. I don't need that many people to do this. So we're just going to be kind of policing the timelines and making sure that they don't get too corrupted. That's the reason why I'm doing this call, or having people get reenlisted here. So there's really nobody that I can think of, maybe a couple people that have been completely on, doing the enlistments continuously. But normally everybody is definitely off, even though they were enlisted, prior to tomorrow. So you're just off, and, you'll be off. I don't need that many people to come on. So that's what I'm trying to tell you. So it's not like we're going to be enlisting, hundreds of people. I just need a handful to help out here. And you just feel better once you're enlisted. You feel the protection of your unit, and you have a choice of what race of people you would like to be with. So that's normally people tend to pick their own genetic race. So if you know that you're, let's say, mainly Japanese, we'll say listening, then you can say, I want to list in with the Japanese unit. If you're, from, North American Indians or something, you can enlist with them. If you're from, like, the Polish or Russian and German and everything else overseas, the French, you can go into those units, too. So it's up to you to specify what you want to be with. And it's quite kind of rejuvenating, actually. I have another clearing I'll be putting up, which may, I may have to send you the codes on it. It's a clearing that deals, it's much like the body jumpstart, but different. And so I'm checking that out now to see how to do that one for people. And I may just, I'll probably know within a week, I think, how this clearing here. And it deals with working with your skin and body organs and alien stuff. It's very comprehensive. So it's not going to take the place of the alien attack removal, but there's so many different options. I think it's like maybe a dozen to 14 issues with the body. And then from there, you go into subcategories after that with about the same amount. So each one... it's quite, comprehensive. So I'll be talking about that maybe next week sometime. So anyway, we can go to the light ship maybe in 10 minutes. So anything else? Well, wait a minute, we got 41 after here. Well, this time has went by really quick.
Wow,
so
it really did.
It feels like it's about, 15 minutes into the program. So here we go, everybody. This only works live for people listening on BBS Radio. So here we go. This is an archive. You are strictly just going to feel peace energy. So think of a particular body condition you're dealing with. Here we go. Bringing up your animal, pets, flower, tree, garden, plants. And here we go, going up. So 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. Okay, and again, 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. We're there. And we'll go into maybe a half a dozen rooms here. So let's go into the room with the hot tubs first to help detoxify you. So you want to just specify your one particular situation that you have. And we're in the hot tubs now, getting cleaned out. And we're in many rooms at once. Remember, you're not in time. the time you can only show up one place or the other. Out of time, you can go many places. So here we go. Let's go to the room with the dolphins. And here we go. That room, so stronger, 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 and stronger. And next, we're going into another room, and this is a room that looks like I'm seeing dogs and cats, so this would be good. Dog and cat room. So, one, two, three, four, and five. And we'll go into the crystal waterfall room. So, stronger, 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 and stronger. And mountains, we'll go into some mountain energies here. So here we go. One, two, three, four, and five. We'll go into the forest energies and or rainforest for you. Just request which one you'd like. Or you can go into all of them at once, too, if you wish. Just request your one healing. So stronger, 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 and stronger. And looks like we have another room we're going into, and this will be the one with the manatees. So here comes the manatee energies. One, two, three, four, and five. And sunflowers, let's go into that room that's very beautiful. And this is where the birds, the bees, bumblebees are, honeybees. So birds and bee room. So stronger, 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 and stronger. And we got three more requests here. So let's go into the room with the baby donkeys. So little donkeys, oh, they're kind of cute. Here they come. There's always three of them coming. So one, two, three, four, and five. And then we got goats. Well, here comes the goats. Stronger, stronger, and stronger. And we got lambs, so this will be the last room. So here comes the lamb energies. One, two, three, four, and five. I'll do one more. I'll do koala bears. So here they come. Stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay, everybody. Coming back from the light ship, coming back down. So here we come. One, two, three, four, and five. So you're back here now before you're out of time. Now you're back in time. But on this program, time has stopped for you. As you may have noticed, that's why the show went so fast, because we're out of time and the clock is still moving. You're not in control of the time because you're out of time. So it's still moving along. So back to you. Hello, Ann. Maybe she's on the light ship still.
Yep, hi, Ron. I'm so sorry.
Yeah.
I'm back. I snuck in one more room. Okay, so a listener, that was wonderful, as always, Ron, and I always say this is the best show to be on live, and I know that many people that are in other countries and everything, and they get up in the middle of the night just to listen to the Saturday night show, and I'm sure they're always happy that they did. So there's a listener who was on our show, listening to our show last night, where you did, a lot of healings, but you really focused a lot on our lungs. So this particular listener has a condition, and she's asking if you can make any suggestions for some follow-up healings.
Okay, what kind of condition is she dealing with?
Well, a lung condition.
Lung, okay. Boy, you could do the nano clearing. I think that was a 2012 nano clearing. You could have something that got activated in you, in your lungs, either from on this planet, under this planet, or from space. So you could have that. You may want to do. You may want to do the 2000-year darkness barcode. Get that energy off of you. Mainly because that could also trigger something from your past. Next, what I would do is probably maybe the alien attack removal, where with your lungs or some of the alien critters that could be there. Do the alien oxygen clearing. That's a free one. Uh, mental clearing if you have concerns with your lungs a lot, to put your lungs in there and do a whole lifetime clearing for your lungs. So back to you, Ann.
Okay, Ron. Yeah, I hope that's helpful to that person. Okay, so we have a question about the BBS radio station archives. And I know a lot of people have a phone number written down, and they call in over their phone to hear the show. But just to refresh everybody's memory and information, on Ron's website, creationlightship.com, on the right-hand side, there is a link to BBS Radio, which is, in my view, the best way to click on to go in to hear the radio show. And when you do that, you'll open up to a lovely page that has a black background. And there's a picture of Ron and a lot of information, the fast chat button. But if you just scroll down, you will see a list of the most recent archives that have been posted. For instance, now, last night's show has not been posted yet, but the previous show, which was Wednesday, is there, February 24th. And it's kind of a new setup. You used to have to click on a few things to get to the archives, but now they're right there on the BBS Creation Lightship page. So I guess there was some confusion about that. I hope that straightens everything out. So we must all be very heart-centered and peaceful now, right, Ron?
It feels like it to me, yes.
Uh-huh. And someone actually had a question about this that I believe has been answered, but I just wanted to ask you, Ron, to explain, in case, again, I have in mind that we may have new listeners because you just did that expo. Can you explain about the divine light being pictures that you have on your website that people can buy?
Yeah, once you buy one, then normally when you receive it, then I need to get your phone number, and so you can do a donation, send me, the confirmation that it was paid for, and then we'll mail one out to you. Then I also need your phone number and a good time to contact you, and then I'll energize the life being for you before your eyes wherever you are. So that's kind of enjoyable. I kind of like doing that. So back to you.
Okay. Oh, and another thing I want to, it's very important to announce, actually, Ron, I almost forgot. Next Saturday, March 5th at 10 a.m., Ron will be doing another pin removal call. It'll be 2.5 hours, so it'll go from 10 a.m. to 12:30. And then, of course, it's the same day as our four-hour ascension call that starts at 1. The cost for the pin call is $30. And you pay for that by going into the donation button on the bottom left of Ron's site and then email your receipt to creationlightship@yahoo.com, and Ron will send you the phone number and PIN that you need. And someone wrote in a testimonial, Ron, which is what reminded me to bring that up. So some months ago, this listener actually, I can't even say what out loud what this happened to this person. But let me just say, they felt a needle actually going into them, like a long needle. And it weakened them and caused a lot of pain. After requesting the pin removal from the knees, they are now functioning normally and no more pain. Thank you very much.
That's great. So that was probably done on one of those tangent timelines. I covered that, I think, yesterday on the program. Remember, the regular timelines that you're on, the aliens really don't want to harm you too much. They'll create a situation naturally, but they're not going to kill you or have you missing body parts or something, because they want to keep you alive and in pretty good shape so that you keep emitting emotions and pain to them. Now, the tangent ones is where they really get you and they experiment with you. So that's where the true alien abductions are, where you have things happening to you that's beyond your control. So, and in this case, more than likely, that energy was the person had this, it was like a large pin, going into their body. So that's the ins and outs of it. It's It can be very upsetting because you could have a pain for your whole life not knowing what it is. And that's the bad thing. At least, you know, we have ways to help you. So if you know of anybody who's dealing with something that's kind of unexplained, or they get a pain every once in a while and maybe they double over, don't know what it is, and maybe they went to, you know, different people or doctors or whatever, and nobody knows what's happening, but they have this pain every once in a while, well, it's probably one of those tangent timelines. So you may, you know, if they're interested in helping themselves to get well, we might be able to help them out with some of the clearings that we have. But, you know, it's up to that person to step forward, even though they think that this is what we're doing here is so bizarre and not normally talked about in mainstream, but they're not living in mainstream, so they have to find another remedy, and we may have the remedy for them to take the pins out. And the shackle clearing, which I'll be doing maybe, you know, in another month, that'll be quite interesting. So that'll be on the Saturday call like we're doing next week, you know, a week from today. It'll be the same type of call at 10 o'clock, but it'll be doing shackles off people. And it'll be the same price, $30. And that's going to really help everybody out who's on that call, getting these shackles off of them. Might even stand taller. Maybe you have a breathing condition. Don't know why you have problems breathing. So I can't wait to do that call for people. It'll be very interesting. Back to you.
Yes, Ron. I think we're all really looking forward to this Saturday's and also that shackle call. So thanks for putting those together for us. So a listener wrote in, I put an activated light being photo of Jesus in the room where company will be sitting. Then I move it around the house. It seems to clear out the room, making it feel lighter.
Yeah, I've heard that before, yes. Uh-huh.
Yep, I know. I have them in every room. It's great. Okay, and a wonderful reminder from a listener. The Galactic Federation Affiliations clearing is important if you are seeing tracking numbers or were following beliefs in the Age of Aquarius energy from the past. And the Galactic Federation Affiliation is another organization we didn't know we were joining and following its rules. So I suppose it's possible that at one point we did know, right, Ron, maybe in a past life, and we joined up.
Yeah, very possible.
Thinking it was good.
Yep.
Because, you know, when I knew a New Age teacher, you know, he just said the Galactic Federation was great. You know, and you wanted to hook up with them. So I think a lot of people did choose it, also not knowing what they were doing, but still. So that's really good. Now, that Galactic Federation Affiliation, Ron, clearing, that's a free one, I believe, isn't it?
I think it is.
But do people need to request it, like the Alien to Light and Clone to Light?
Yeah, have to, okay. They'd have to request it.
So it's okay to use that. Like, for instance, I know I have the codes to that, so it's okay for me to run that again for myself?
Yes, that'd be fine, yeah. And maybe people want to send, you know, CLS questions, you know, Yahoo, that information, maybe you can forward over that, the codes to them. That would be, you know, kind of helpful for people.
Yeah, sure. Just do that. Just send the request to clsquestions@yahoo.com, and our moderator will send that over. Oh, and one of my other co-hosts is reminding us we're not supposed to do that for others. It's just for us.
No.
Is that right, Ron?
Yeah. You don't want to have the aliens coming to somebody because you're interfering with their abduction process.
Okay.
When you're doing it yourself, you can get on the line if you have something happening and do some more work, like with that $30 a month clearing, you know, or something, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So you have a way to help yourself out, where if somebody
right.
doesn't mean about anything, you don't want to set them up to have more abductions, you know. Even though you're taking stuff away, the aliens may not like it. So.
Right. We don't want them mad at us, in addition to everything else they pull. Okay, so a listener is asking if they can just do a donation of $100 and send that to you. I guess it doesn't matter, right, Ron?
Yeah, I just need a $100 donation. That would work. It would put down that you want to be on tomorrow's 8-hour call.
Right. Yeah. And but just so you know, it's also right at the very first line of Ron's website is special 8-hour healing intensive conference calls, February 7th, 14th, and 28th, which is tomorrow. And if you click on that, it just takes you to a page where you can choose to pay $100 to. So it doesn't matter. Though if you did it that way, you'd automatically get the email for tomorrow, wouldn't you, Ron, with the phone number on it?
It's slightly better to
do it on the website, but you still will have to send it to Ron and ask for the codes for the following week's calls.
Right, yeah. You will get the code sent to you for that, but then I'll have to send you out maybe tomorrow the codes for the 4 conference calls for next week.
Right.
The login and, the phone number and the pins to log in with. So,
right.
It's the nice thing about being enlisted that most people told me is that they feel like they have extra protection around their body. I can't say that's going to happen, but you are with a special unit, and from what I have seen, probably there'd be no more than maybe 30 time-traveling soldiers with you. It could be possible that you're with some relatives, because remember, they're going back a long time, and they're brought forward at a younger age. So you may see these people maybe, say, 20 years of age, and you might be 50 now. So you may be seeing your parents or maybe your father or grandfather, at 20 years of age, typically. If you're able to sense the energy there, because they were brought forward in time from maybe just to say boot camp to keep it very, very simple. So that's sort of what people sense and feel. And I would say the units are probably maybe a dozen to maybe 30. And you'd be all together fighting aliens probably on ships that were created by aliens, and the light has them now, and were captured, we'll say, through all different battles from the past. And they're upgraded to, in a sense, shoot out lasers of light. So it's interesting. Kind of a lot of fun if you actually see something going on. Anyway, that's it. So, let's see. It's straight up on the hour here. I guess we got about 5 minutes to go here. Let me think here. What anything else we could talk about? For the newbies, you want to do your whole lifetime emotional clearing first. So if you're listening and maybe you've been listening for years and you haven't done that clearing yet, like the guy that's out of business now in New York, at the bank man by Penn Station there, he'd come on and say, "What are you waiting for? Come on down." Choose half price or something, But anyway, it's quite interesting. But, you want to get that clearing, Not that you I'm trying to twist your arm to get it, but if you want to have a better life, you need that clearing for sure. If you're planning to leave the planet, or have a better chance of less alien abductions, that's what you want to do, too. So that's the main one. Actually, do your mental one after that, and that'll help you, get rid of some of the programs that the aliens gave you. And you could also go, if you're interested, to find out more information, we've got a Wikipedia. And that's on the right side of the website, so you may want to check that out. There's a lot of Q&A stuff in there. And, after you read something, if you don't understand it, then just send us a question at clsquestions@yahoo.com, and we'll mention, your question on a show. And you may want to put down, if you only hear like one show a week, maybe you can only listen to the Saturday show here. So then put it down, please answer this on Saturday. So that's what I would do. Is that. So, I guess we could do an aura clearing here. We haven't done that for quite a while. So here we go. Releasing orb energies. So we'll do the gray orb here. A lot of different colors of orbs, so we'll do the gray one. Here we go, and we'll just see where it's attached to you. Only you will know when you feel the thing get released or things. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And we'll do red next, releasing that color of orb. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And we'll do a blue orb. Here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Do you have a color, Anne, you want to have released?
Pink.
Pink orb. And here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay. I think our show is about ready to close here, so we'll do the mind-to-heart drop. You need to command your spirit to take the thoughts inside of your head and drop them into your heart. That's simple. And here we go. Dropping down. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. And 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. Okay, everybody. So thank you, and we will see you later. That orb clearing is a whole lifetime clearing. So if you had some results and you feel a little better, you may want to do the orb clearing because you don't know what they're attaching to you. Or another way of saying it, what are they sucking out of you in a sense? Because they're getting something from you. Otherwise, they wouldn't be with you. So, blessings, everybody. Thank you, Anne. Thank you, ladies behind the scenes. And we shall see you later. Bye, everyone.
Thank you, Ron.